Casey Carpet Cleaning. Can I help you?
Hello, Jorge.
Yes.
It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. Your account was sent over to me to review the Google Guarantee cost per lead and options available for you. Is this a good time?
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm actually driving, so it might be a little bit loud, but I'll be fine.
Okay, I'm okay with it as long as you're safe.
That's fine. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. So Miss Catherine sent you over to my department to go over Google Guarantee. She put here in the notes that she did explain very briefly what Google Guarantee is all about. Do you have any knowledge of it prior to this conversation?
No, I don't.
Okay, so Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead service that Google built to trump all other pay-per-lead services. Have you ever participated in anything like Thumbtack or Porch, House, Angie's List, any of those?
I did Angie's List, yes.
And what was your experience?
It was actually very positive when I first started, but when it died down, it was just dead, completely dead.
Mm. Okay. So I hear that quite a bit, or I hear a lot of things. Anyways, we'll just say I hear a lot of things. Okay. So this is different than those type of pay-per-lead services. So what those pay-per-lead services do, as some of Google's biggest clients, is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads, and then they capture the leads, and then they resell them to you and some of your competitors. So Google actually built this service to trump those services because they know specifically what you guys are looking for, and they're able to provide it on like a mainline basis. So a lot of the things that you dealt with Angie's, like maybe having to share the leads, cost per lead fluctuating, no exclusivity, you having to chase the lead down, all that sounds familiar?
Wow, it was such a long time ago, to be honest with you. I don't remember how it went. I do remember that when we did get the lead, for the most part, the customer was ready to book with us.
Good.
That I do remember.
I love that.
It was very positive.
I love that. Okay, that's good. So with this situation, the way Google sets it up is there's a vetting process that they require. And then once you're Google Guarantee certified, Google's guarantee to the public is that they're backing your company. You've been vetted. They know that you are a quality service provider. You're the very best of the best in what you do and what you offer. And Google actually backs your company up with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client, meaning that if there was ever a situation that was unable to be resolved between you and the client, that they would actually pay the client out up to $2,000, okay?
Okay.
That's what the guarantee is to the public, and then for you, it's going to be qualified leads. So the Google Guarantee section shows at the very, very tippy top of the page on Google for certain verticals. Carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, that is one of the verticals, one of the niche services that they provide it for. So it's not available in every category for every area. It is available for your category in your area. I believe Catherine told you the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee, correct?
She did mention that, yes.
Right. So that is the cost in order to get the application processed and moving forward. Once we go ahead and send out the application, it really only takes about 10, 15 minutes to fill out the application. Now, the requirements for the application, just to verify that you have them before we go any further, I'm assuming you probably do. You have general liability insurance for your company?
Yes, we do.
Do you maintain any type of licensing?
Not really. There's no really any business license. That's pretty
business
much it. There's no,
yeah.
There's no specific,
requirement for it.
Yeah. For this,
right.
No.
Sure. And then can you pass a background check? No felonies in the last 7 years?
Absolutely.
Do you have a driver's license and social security number?
Yes, ma'am.
How many face-to-face employees do you have? Meaning employees that are going out and bidding the job by themselves, that you're not showing up on the scene?
Bidding the jobs, nobody. But I have two employees that actually go out and do work.
Okay. That's fine. If nobody is so they asked this question. If you choose to put them on the application, you can. If you send them out on their own, you can. If you're not sure about their background check, or if you're not 100% positive that they would pass, then we don't suggest you put them on there, only because it would hold up the application process. So if you're the main person who's going out, bidding the jobs, doing the exchange with the money and things like that, then we just keep it to just the business owner on there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, either way, both of my guys have been, we did full background checks on both of them, so they're good.
Amazing. Not everybody's in that same situation as you, so we don't want to put your company into a position to possibly, not be approved with the application. We want to always put you into a strong position, and we don't really sign people up for a Google Guarantee unless we know that they're going to pass. So we want to put your company into a successful position. So once we give you that Google Guarantee application, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get approval, which is very rare, what the terms and conditions state is 4 to 8 weeks. When you get the application back to us quickly, really, Jorge, I've seen it happen in like a week or two turnaround time. It can happen very, very quickly as long as you get us what we need quickly, which is uploading the driver's license, the social security information, the tax TIN number, as well as the certificate of insurance information. Once the application is completely processed, Google will give us the badge of approval for your company, and you'll show at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section for the services that you're providing. Now, the advantages here are vast. The calls are coming directly to you. You only pay per qualified lead. Google assigns a call tracking phone number to your company that is specific to your business, and they record the phone calls coming in from Google Guarantee in order to prove authenticity, because you're only paying for qualified leads. So there's two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead. That is A, if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or B, if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified call. So for example, Jorge, when the call comes in, you will know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because it says so on the caller ID. But additional to that, right before you pick up the phone with the client that is contacting you, it'll say LSA for local service at Google Guarantee, and you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead calling. If the person on the other end of the phone is a sales or solicitation call, if it's a spam call, if it's a robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, all of those are unqualified. You would not be charged. Additionally, if they're requesting a service that is not listed on your service profile, meaning it's not a service that you provide, you would not be charged. That's not a qualified lead. If somebody is requesting service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile, again, you would not be charged. That is not a qualified lead. Now, Google not only records those phone calls, but has AI listening to each and every single phone call. We also store those calls in your local splash dashboard. So if for any reason a call happened to slip through the cracks and it was an unqualified call, you simply would let us know, hey, Amy, this call right here is unqualified, and we would dispute it with Google and get the money back. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
what is the cost? What is the cost per call?
That's exactly what I'm getting into right now. So your cost per lead is $44. It requires a minimum monthly budget to activate of $574. So the way that it works is like this. Once your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google has a requirement for activation budget for 13 leads in order to start. The way that it works is that once your Google Guarantee is activated and we turn the leads on, you would pay the $574, we would turn the leads on. untouched, which it looks like to me you're going to want more than this, but I'm just telling you how it is. But you can always increase it, decrease it, pause it. You have lots of things to be able to work with this. But if it's left completely untouched and just runs in idle, it's going to come in at 3 leads a week. And that $44 per qualified lead is going to come off of that $574 budget. Okay? Now,
so basically, it refunds itself when I run out, depending on the amount of leads that I get.
Yeah, we would contact you to make sure that you want to, we always reach back out to make sure that you want to re-up the budget and where you would like to reallocate at. Additionally, you have the ability to increase the budget at any time. You also have the ability to increase the lead flow. So say you want, 12 leads in a week or 8 leads in a week or however many leads in a week, you can increase the lead flow. And then once the budget's exhausted, yes, we contact you to refill the budget. Additionally, like say you go on vacation or you need to pause it for whatever reason, you can pause the campaign. Wherever you pause the campaign, Jorge, is where it stops. So if you pause the campaign with $300 left in it and you pause it for 8 months, that's where the campaign stops. There's no automatic monthly charge on this. You're literally only paying per qualified lead. Once that budget's exhausted, then again, we would reach out and make sure you would like to reallocate the funds.
Okay. I just did a search right now online, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at my competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only one that I see here is Sandy Steamer that I recognize. Everybody else, I'm not even sure that they're in my area.
Well, they could be servicing your area, and they don't have to necessarily be in your zip code. If they're servicing your area, then they can cover in that area. That's the beauty of the Google Guarantee, is you get to pick the specific areas that you want to come up in, and that is a way to reach outside of your regular service radius, within the local map section on Google. So the advantages with the Google Guarantee are vast. You have a stronger, more stable reach. The calls are coming directly to you. Google Guarantee leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of paper lead out there because, like you mentioned with Angie's, these people are ready to go. They're serious leads, and they really want to get the services taken care of.
Oh, wow. The $44 per lead, that's expensive. That's by far the highest I've ever paid or even considered paying.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I don't have anywhere to go with that cost per lead. That's where it's at. That's where Google has set it at. It's not our, pricing. That's the pricing that the Google Guarantee comes through at. So I understand, but if I had anywhere to go with it, I would.
All right. Well, let me give us a thought because that's a significant amount of money that will be coming out per lead. And, I mean, a lead is a lead. It's not a guarantee. A lead is just a lead. Some people are calling, oh, yeah, can you give me a price? And they take the time to talk to you. Okay, well, thank you very much. And I'm going to move on to the next one, see if I can get a better deal. So that's my concern. Spending
right.
5-10 minutes talking to somebody cost me $44 plus the time, and then it's not a sure thing. I do see that on Google, it shows sponsored carpet cleaners, Google Guarantee,
mm-hmm.
and then below that, is that what the organic one is, the one that says businesses?
So the Google Guarantee has the drop down. You can click right there, and it's going to give you all 20-plus providers in that area. You're looking on a mobile device, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah. So at the top is the Google Guarantee where you see King Carpet Cleaning, Steam Green Carpet Cleaning. And then down below that, if you click More Carpet Cleaners, it's going to give you the rest of the Google Guarantee providers. The one where it says businesses and it has JC Carpet and Upholstery, all of those companies, yes, that is the Google Local Map section.
Okay. And that's what I'm actually paying for right now.
That's one of the things you're paying for right now, yes. The other thing that you're paying for is Google Ads. When those Google Ads are up and running, they will run between the Google Guarantee and the local map section, and they also run again at the bottom of the page.
Okay. What if instead of doing the local ads, I would just do only Google Guarantee and allocate all of my money into that?
Instead of doing the Google ads?
Yeah, instead of doing the Google ads.
You can absolutely do that. That's completely up to you. That is something that we have seen a huge amount of success with. The companies that start with Google Guarantee, what I'm going to tell you, Jorge, is they love it. I haven't had a single person cancel on profit in the Google Guarantee section. And this is a service that's been around for the past 6 years. It was in beta for the first year and a half. Once they ran it live, it's not a service that people cancel on because it is better qualified leads.
And that's what I'm thinking. I mean, just the fact that it's on top,
mm-hmm,
just the fact
exactly
that as soon as you go down, the mm-hmm first one you see, why would I even scroll down to the bottom?
Mm-hmm. It says guarantee next to it. People love that word. You know, they love that word. So the only upfront cost on this for you right now, if you choose to move forward, is the $250. Getting the Google Guarantee badge of approval, that's the cost of it, you know. And we go ahead and get that completely approved for you. And then once you choose to turn the leads on, say you're approved in 6 days, we call you. If you're ready to cut the leads on, you pay the $574, and we go ahead, you run the leads for a month. If you love them, fantastic. If you hate it, you're not married to it. You still have your Google Guarantee badge of approval.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do that. And then if I decide I want to switch the local
everything
one and allocate,
mm-hmm,
yeah, and switch and put all of that money into my mm-hmm guaranteed, I am able to do that, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. You're absolutely able to do that.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and try it. Let's see what happens.
Okay, so I have a card on file for you, Jorge, a Visa ending in 3377. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee to that?
Give me 1 second. Let me double check. I want to make sure it's the right card.
Sure.
Yes, that should be fine.
Okay, perfect. So you will see that invoice come through. In just a moment, I'm going to send the Google Guarantee application over to you via email as well as via text message. Within that email, I'm going to include a couple of numbers that's going to say CPL, which is cost per lead, and it's also going to say MMB, minimum monthly budget. These numbers are going to be needed when you do the application itself. The Google Guarantee application will ask you to include the minimum monthly budget within, that is the activation budget within the application itself. Now, like I said, the application itself, once you have the information, if you choose to put your employee's information on there, it's going to ask their name, their phone number, it's also going to ask for their social security number. So once you hit submit on the application, we will go ahead and get notification of that. The application itself, in my experience, has been very, very simple to get moving forward, but I do like to give my clients 24 to 48 hours with the application. I don't know how busy you are. Do you think you can have it done by the end of the day? Do you want 24 hours? How long do you think you need?
No, I'll have it done today.
Okay, perfect. So then we can set your client onboarding for tomorrow morning around the same time. They will just we'll go ahead and call you, and the technician is just going to verify a small amount of information on that application. It takes about 10, 15 minutes, and then we go ahead and process the application for you, okay?
All right. Will I need to be in front of a computer tomorrow?
You will not.
Just because, okay, good, because I'm going to be on the field tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Do you want the same time or do you want a different time?
Let me double check on the schedule. I want to see where I'm going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
I should be available. Let's shoot for 9:00. I should be available at 9:00.
Okay, let me see if they have anything at 9:00. Okay, let me get an approval here. Let me just double check that they will give me something at 9:00. They have something available. Let me see here. Can I please at ASTI. Okay. I'm just asking him really quickly. He usually will be able to accommodate. If 9 doesn't work, if he doesn't have a slot available at 9, I have something available I can do at 10, 10:30, 11.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
10:30.
Cool. Okay, then I won't worry about it missing or anything like that. Oh, wait a minute. He looks like he's responding to me right now. What's going to happen is we'll call from the 877 phone number, and then I will go ahead and introduce you to Ivan, and he will be the one to go ahead and get it going for you. So I'm marking you down for the 10:30 slot, and then you will receive that application via text and via email here in just a few minutes with those numbers on there, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. It was a pleasure taking good care of you today, Jorge, and I will send a text with my direct phone number and extension line since I am the lead on this for you, and you can contact me anytime you have questions as well, okay? All right. You have a safe and blessed day out there. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.